Bow your heads with me tonight. Father, we come before you. We love and thank you, Lord, for who you are in our lives, God. And Father, we just pray, Lord, that tonight you'd have your good and perfect way. And Father, we know that you're already here, God, as the worship was going and throughout the service. Father, we pray, God, that your presence, God, would be here with us and you'd speak to us, God, that our hearts would be open to whatever you have to say, God. The Holy Spirit, Lord, would have full control tonight. We love and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You guys can go ahead and have a seat here tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. You guys all look awesome here tonight. Just trying to see who's smiling right now. All right. Praise the Lord. Well, tonight I'm going to be speaking, and you know, we are in our year to elevate. And I don't know if you feel that yet, if that has impacted your life or the way you do things, or as if it's impacted your faith yet, but it's impacted me, right? That this is our year to elevate. So as we are going in and stepping into a season, a specific season of our lives and of our ministry and who we are in Christ and where we're to go and what we're to be, there comes a time where you have to take an evaluation, right? And we talked about that on Sunday, about New Year's resolutions and taking an evaluation of our lives and all that. And so I was taking an evaluation, a personal evaluation, and I came to the conclusion that one of the things that I'm in danger of holding me back to elevating this year is my attitude. And I'm not saying I have the worst attitude, right? I'm not saying I have the best attitude. Come on, somebody. And so I wonder, maybe some of you here tonight might have that same danger in your life. That maybe one of the things that could hold you back from everything that God has for you this year might be your attitude. Right? And we're all family here tonight. Right? We can talk. We can talk like family. Right? I didn't think about nobody while I was putting this message together. If I happened to be looking at you at a specific point in time during this message, it was completely coincidental and by accident. So we're going to go ahead and jump into this tonight. Tonight's message is elevate your attitude. Amen. And I only have 4 points, and then our attitude will be officially elevated. Amen. Before I get started, I just want to say, of course, you know, I thank God for my salvation. I thank Pastor Sunny and Sister Julie for this amazing ministry, and my pastors, amen, for entrusting us and myself, the leadership of the church while they're away, amen. And then also my wife that's there in Mexico without me. Come on, somebody. She's probably by the pool in a hot tub eating quesadillas right now. And praise the Lord. It's 20 degrees outside, but who cares, right? So, also, special plug before I get started. If at all possible, if you're not working tomorrow, if it's your day off, or you don't work during the day, you want to make it here for Holy Ghost Thursday. You want to make it here. It's a powerful time when the homes get together and they have a Holy Ghost service. Prayers at 9, services at 10. Amen. There you will witness future pastors, future top leaders, future missionaries giving 5 minutes of fires, giving testimonies, singing on the worship team. Amen. And so you want to make it out. Pastor Joe, I know he has a message for the homes. It's going to be powerful. But it's not just for the homes. Amen. It's a Holy Ghost-filled message. Come on out tomorrow morning for Holy Ghost Thursday. So let's go ahead and jump in. Psalms 118, 24. The Bible reads, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. How many know that this is the day? That every day is the day. That today could be your day to finally get over that attitude. Come on, somebody. Today could be your day to get a breakthrough. Today could be your day to go where God wants you to go, to say yes to the things that God is asking about you. Today could be your day. Right? Every day could be your day. The Bible says that today, let me read again, because I did not memorize it, even though it's a super easy scripture. This is the day that the Lord has made. Then it has a semicolon. That means there's something attached to it, right? It says, let us rejoice and be glad in it. See, sometimes today wasn't your day, because you failed to rejoice and be glad in it. Right? How many know that sometimes you could go through a day? Come on, somebody. It could be a hard day, a tough day, a day full of trials and tribulations and storms, and things did not go your way. But how many know that even though, nevertheless, that today is still the day that the Lord has made? It's all about a little thing called attitude, right? Whether you get a flat tire, whether you run out of gas, come on, somebody. That run out of gas, that was probably your fault anyways. That wasn't the devil. You just did not put gas in the car. Don't be blaming the devil. You didn't put gas, right? But see, your attitude determines your altitude. Your attitude determines your altitude. How far do you want to elevate? Right? How far do you want to go? I don't know about you, but when I see people, and maybe I'm at work, right, and they got a good attitude, right, or I'm somewhere and I'm looking to buy something, and there's a salesman, and they got a good attitude, or wherever it is, and someone working, I walk in, or a restaurant, and the waitress or the waiter, they got a good attitude. You can say, you know what? There's something about that person. There's something about that person, right? And what happens when you get a good attitude, right? Then you give a bigger tip. Come on, somebody. Right? You say, you know what? I like this person. I'm going to give this person a raise. I want to promote this person. This person has a good attitude. But there's a flip side to that. You got a bad attitude. What happens? You don't get no tip. Come on, somebody. And how come that person didn't give me no tip? You had a bad attitude. Right? Or how come I didn't get a promotion? This other guy that smiles all the time, he got the promotion. He said our work was equal, but his attitude was better. Because your attitude determines your altitude. Right? Let's jump into this thing. I got 4 points. Point number one is speak life. Proverbs 18:21 says, the tongue has the power of life and death. That there is power when you speak life. That when you speak into a situation, when you begin to speak positive, there is power when you speak. Right? Just like in the beginning, in Genesis, right? What did God do? God spoke, right? He said, let there be light, and there was light. And so there was power when God was able to speak, and the same power, the same thing when you begin to speak things into existence, that my family is going to be blessed, that I'm going to have a good day, that God is going to be with me, that nothing's going to overtake me, that no trial, no devil, no situation is going to take me out. There's power when you begin to speak life. Sometimes you just got to speak it, even if you don't see it. Come on, somebody. Everything looks like a mess. Everything's falling apart. But if you can just speak life, speak faith, activate some faith in that thing. Right? I'm just speaking. See, you know what? I know it doesn't look good today, but I know that today, nevertheless, is the day that the Lord has made. And no matter what I'm going through today, I know that God is with me. speak life. Right? Your trial ain't going to last forever. Sorrow might last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. What you're going through is just a temporary thing. God has something better. God has joy in store for your life. Speak life. I like in Ezekiel 37, right, where God takes Ezekiel. The Lord took Ezekiel, and he takes him to a valley of dry bones. Right? He takes him there, and he says, look at this valley. Look at all this, all these dead bones, all these dried up dead bones of all these soldiers that died on the battlefield. That you might even be feeling like that tonight. You might feel like you died on the battlefield. Right? That you went through something that took you out, that stole your joy, that stole your serve, that stole your passion. But I'm here to declare to you tonight, if you would just speak some life, the Bible says that the Lord told them to prophesy. Say, prophesy to these dry bones. Begin to speak a prophetic message. Say, you're not dead. You might look dead. You might look dry. You might look like it's gone or you're down and out. But speak life into the dry bones. What happens? Ezekiel comes, right? He goes and he says, thus saith the Lord. He delivers a message from God to the dead situation. Right? He delivers a message from God. And you might be saying here tonight that God didn't give you no message. You're like, I got a dead, down and dirty situation. I've been messed up. I've been going astray. I've been making wrong decisions. Come on, somebody. I've been doing the wrong thing. God has not given me a message to speak prophetically. I beg to differ. If you open up your Bible between Genesis and Revelation, God has already given you promise after promise after promise for your life. All you got to do is begin to speak a prophetic message to your situation. Woo! Begin to speak it. Begin to declare it. Begin to tell your situation what God said about it. Begin to declare it and say, you know what? I am not going to die. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give in, but I am going to live a life of victory. Woo! You got to speak it sometimes. You got to speak life. Let's go on to point two. Point two. Don't worry. Be happy. We got a special song for you. Go ahead and play that track. Just kidding. We don't got it. No, don't do it. Okay. Don't worry. Right? Luke chapter 12, 22 through 34. I'm going to read the entire portion of scripture because sometimes I don't preach very long, and people told me I got to preach it longer, so I'm going to fill it up with Bible verses. You know who you are. Luke chapter 12, 22 through 34. Then Jesus said to his disciples, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, or what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who are you? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the wild flowers grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you? you of little faith. And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after all such things. Your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Right? I know that was a lie. Don't worry. That's the like short version of the whole scripture. Quit tripping. It's all good. It's going to be okay. Don't worry about money and things and all this stuff. The Bible says that pagans run after these things. The unsaved chase finances. The unsaved chase all this stuff. But you, as children of the one and true living God, you don't have to chase stuff. Because if you're faithful to little, then stuff will chase you. You won't have just enough. You just won't have some of enough, but you'll have more than enough. More than enough, right? You won't have to go looking. It'll find you. Blessings will follow you, right? The windows of heaven will open up and a blessing will pour down that you can't contain. Don't worry. Don't worry, but trust in God. Trust in God. God got you. Right? One of the worst things is stress and anxiety. Right? Stress is a killer. A stone cold killer. Right? Quit stressing. Your hair fall out. Right? The bones be aching. Right? Stress ain't no good. Right? Don't worry. Right? But begin to see things through the eyes of God. Right? Begin to see things he has for your life. Right? The blessings, all those things. Begin to see those things. Like, God, I don't know what God's doing, but I know God's doing something. Right? Don't worry. Point number two. Don't worry. Be happy. Point three. Love people. Right? So we got point one. Speak life. Point two. Don't worry. Or you can put in parentheses, quit tripping. You guys know who you are. Tripping over everything. Come on, somebody. Over everything. Always think about the negative. Anybody know a negative person in your life? Don't look at them right now. But you know someone that always has nothing good to say about nothing. Always like, hey, it ain't going to happen. This ain't going to come to pass. You ain't going to do that. You ain't going to get that. Blah, blah, blah. Right? Always negative, right? Always negative. If you don't know someone like that, it's probably you. You just can't tell. Point three. Love people. Mark chapter 12, 30 through 31. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Right? To love people, first we love God. Right? Love God. If you love God, then it's going to show. Right? If you love God with all your heart, mind, soul, strength, no way you can walk around with a frown all the time. You can't do it. No way you can walk around with a bad attitude all the time. If you love God with everything that you have, no way you can have a bad attitude all the time. Right? Second thing, it says, love people. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Who's your neighbor? Right? There's another portion of scripture that when the Pharisees asked, or the religious leaders asked who their neighbor was, he began to give them the story of the Good Samaritan. Right? Like there's someone on the way, and he got beaten, and everything stole from him, and then all these religious people would pass him by. All these religious people would pass him by, even that Levite passed him by, right? Not to talk about the worship team or anything, but you know what I'm talking about. Religious people passed him by. And he said, this person, right, is love everyone. Everyone that's down and out. Everyone that's going through a hard time. Everyone that needs some love, give them some love, right? Treat people like you want to be treated. Be the friend that you need. be someone to somebody that you need in your life. Right? You don't want to be the person that no one wants to be around. Right? With a bad attitude all the time. Right? Always talking bad about people. Always gossiping. Always backbiting. Always talking about other people. You don't want to be that person. Right? Be the person that you want to be. Right? Be the person that you wish you had a friend like. Be there for people. Right? When you're there for people, people will be there for you. Right? Be someone that people can count on. Right? You're in a jam, right? And you got your phone. You start going through your contact list. Right? I can't call that person. Eesh. Right? There's different levels of desperation though. Right? They're like the first level is like, I know, you know, I could count, you know, I'll call somebody. Right? I know I could call Brother Dave. I'll call Brother Dave, right? Even if I just want to talk to somebody, Brother Dave, right? Or I'll call other people here. But if it's like, if I already tried like 9 or 10 of you and none of you guys answer the phone, it gets kind of like skinny, right? You're like looking like, oh man, I can't, nope. And you're flipping. Be someone that when people look through their phone, they think of you. Like, I want to call that person. I know they'll be there for me. They'll give me an encouraging word. Sometimes we walk around and say, how come nobody pats me on the back? Well, maybe you reap what you sow when you haven't sowed a pat on the back in a long time. When was the last time you patted somebody on the back without a knife in your hand? Woo! Ouch! I made sure not to look at anybody when I said that. Love people. Be there for people. Volunteer for stuff. Don't just be a hermit. Right? Sometimes it's like we come to church and we're around people, but then when we leave, we just want to be by ourselves. Right? We just want to be hidden away. Right? We're afraid people might ask us to do something. We're afraid to volunteer for a ministry because they don't want us to do it all the time. Yes, we want you to do it all the time. But you should want to do it all the time. Because you love God and you love people. Thank you. I knew I was going to get one sooner or later. There it is. Praise God. Elevate your attitude. Speak life. Don't worry. Love people. Fourth point. If I can get the keyboard player to begin making their way. Fourth point, and this is probably the most important point. If you want to have an elevated attitude, is you need to learn how to praise God anyways. You need to learn how to praise God anyways. Acts chapter 16, verse 20. The Bible reads, well, let me get some water real quick. Acts chapter 16, verse 20. They brought them before the magistrates and said, these men are Jews and are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice. Verse 22. The crowd joined in the attack. The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten with rods. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. When he received these orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. Now we all know the story of Paul and Silas. That after the people had beaten them, stripped them, flogged them, after they were going through a huge trial. And I know that sometimes we can feel like that as we go through life and through the trials of life. When sickness hits our home with disease, or when we go through financial struggles or problems with our family, marriages, children. Things that happen throughout the course of life with work or whatever it is. It feels like life has beaten us up. But we've been going through a time where we feel naked and afraid and unprotected. But you see, here we find that God is giving us the formula, the remedy, the step-by-step process out of your dungeon. The step-by-step process to break the chains off your life. And that is to pray. And to praise God anyways. That no matter what you're going through, that you'll be able to praise Him. No matter what you're going through, no matter if it's the biggest trial of your entire life, if you would just learn how to lift your hands, if you would just learn how to lift your voice and say, God, I know it might not look good right now, but I know that you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and nothing is impossible with you. And I praise you and give you glory for who you are, my Redeemer, my Rescuer, my Savior, my Master. To praise Him anyways, no matter if it looks good or bad, no matter what the report says, no matter how you feel inside. Listen, this walk that we're walking is not a feeling. It's not something we feel all the time. It's a decision that we make in our heart. That no matter what comes, what trial, that we're going to praise Him anyways. Let's all stand to our feet tonight. If that's you, feel like maybe one of these areas, maybe there's a part of your attitude that's holding you down. Maybe you're like that person that always speaks negative, that person that hides out in their room. Maybe you're that person that maybe even gossips or talks about people, never sees the positive in things. Or maybe you're just here tonight and say, you know what? I want to have a better attitude. I want to learn how to speak life. I want to learn how to encourage people. You know, this is your year. This is your year. Don't let another year go by without elevating. So if that's you here tonight and you say, you know what? I want to elevate my attitude. I want to be a more positive person. I want to learn how to be more of a man or a woman of faith. And I want you to step out of your seat tonight and come out to the altar. And let's pray.
You provide the fire.
If you have anxiety,
you
will provide the Spirit.
Oh, we worship you, Lord.
I will open up the silent door.
Till I